GTEC drilled 8 exploratory holes last summer, but now wants to drill 15 more on 12 sites, including some in low-lying areas that the company couldn't get to until the ground froze. DNR mining project leader Larry Lynch says as the department reviews GTEC's application over the next 10 business days, there may be some conditions attached to make sure GTEC finishes the additional drilling during winter.
I suspect our approval or the license that we issue, you know, will include conditions or provisions that says, yes, you have to complete the drilling on these holes, you know, before a certain date or before conditions are of a certain nature.
Lynch says the DNR will also be looking at GTAC's plans to protect water and other resources near the drilling holes. But Pete Rasmussen of the Pinoki Hills Education Project questions why GTAC needs to do the additional drilling. He says the company has decades of information about the rock content and may just be using a new state law to keep others away from the site.
To me, what it really probably is more about than anything is closing all of that land off to the public and keeping scientists out. Wetland delineators, geologists.
GTEC hasn't said much about what it found from the 8 holes last summer, but the DNR says the department will get a look at the waste rock later on if the company pursues a mining permit for the site in Ashland and Iron counties. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.